الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الشيخ المؤلف الشيخ بكر أبو زيد رحمه الله تعالى في آداب الطالب في نفسه، الشيخ the author رحمه الله بكر أبو زيد in his book in the chapter of the characters or the manners of the student of knowledge within himself, within his own self, he said خفض الجناح ونبذ الخيلاء والكبرياء. رحمه الله he said lowering your own wing, lowering your wings, and to leave alone and to stay away from arrogance and pride. قال تحلى بآداب النفس. ذكر الأخوة أن معنا حوالي 7 أو 8 دقائق، صحيح؟ 5 دقائق. طيب، قال تحلى بآداب النفس. He said have the personal etiquettes من العفاف from the abstinence والحلم and forbearance والصبر and patience والتواضع للحق and humbleness to the truth وسكون الطائر من الوقار and having this tranquility والرزانة self-possession فخفض الجناح and lowering the wing متحملا ذل التعلم لعز العلم لعزة العلم bearing the humbleness of learning for the glory of knowledge ذليلا للحق lowering yourself for the truth. قال الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله قال قوله تحل بأداب النفس من العفاف والحلم والصبر والتواضع للحق لأن المقام يقتضي هذا. He said the manner and the way of seeking knowledge requires this, that one humbles himself for the truth, that one humbles himself to the truth and leaves alone and abandons arrogance and pride and has this personal etiquette of seeking knowledge. قال أن يكون عند طالب العلم عفة عما في أيدي الناس وعفة عما يتعلق بالنظر المحرم. He said that the student of knowledge must have this forbearance of يعني staying away from that which people have, meaning not to ask people for their money, for their wealth, and to stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids. قال وحلم أي لا يعاجل بالعقوبة إذا أساء إليه أحد. He said and one, the student of knowledge must have patience and must have forbearance that he does not punish the one who does something wrong to him, who deals with him in an incorrect manner. قال وصبر على ما يحصل من الأذى. One must have patience for the hardships that come to him. مما يسمعه إما من عامة الناس وإما من أقرانه. From the things that he would hear, either from the general public or from the students who are at his same level or who are his companions in seeking knowledge. فليصبر وليحتسب. So let him be patient and let him seek the reward and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his patience. قال والتواضع للحق. And one must humble himself for the truth. وكذلك للخلق. And also for the creation, for the people. The student of knowledge must humble himself even for the people, ya ikhwa. بمعنى أنه متى بان له الحق خضع ولم يبغ سواه دليلا أو بديلا. هذه الطبعة يا إخوة طبعة الكتاب سيئة جدا التي عندي. So that when he sees the truth, that he takes it. He takes the truth and he does not look for other ways or other channels for staying away from the truth. قال وكذلك للخلق. Also, one must humble himself for the people. فكم من طالب فتح على معلمه أبوابا ليست على بال منه ولا تحقرن شيئا. He said, how many students or how many times that a student would open many doors of knowledge for his teacher. He said, do not belittle anyone and do not belittle anything. Meaning, يعني, if you are teaching the people and if you are يعني, in a position where you are a teacher, you are a student of knowledge, you're giving advice, listen to the people. Listen to what they have to say. Sometimes they might bring you something, يعني, a piece of information, a knowledge that you do not know of. Sometimes they would point out something that you never thought about or you never expected so that you benefit by a great deal from what they have to say. And this is, ya ikhwat, as we mentioned earlier today, that this was very evident in the classes of Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. ونقف هنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وعذرا على الإطالة يا إخوة. بارك الله فيك.